We're doing the Ramban Drashat Torat Hashem Tmima, and the Ramban had been discussing the creation of man. And the Ramban had said that the concept of the neshama, we don't know to understand exactly what is the neshama. We know that's the source of life, and we know it's something that isn't physical. Well, what is it? So he says, the Torah describes it as God blew a breath of life into man. And here we find that the Torah specifically attributes the neshama to God. We discussed last night that we seem to say about every individual, Elokai neshama shenatata bi, God, you placed that neshama in me, ata nefachta bi, you blew it into me. We seem to indicate every morning that Hashem reenacts, so to speak, creation with every human being by blowing life into him. And now we're holding in the middle of page Kuf Nun Tes, right after the number 11. Umikol makom lo ramaz briyata. Nonetheless, even though on the one hand the pasuk describes how Hashem Himself blew it into man, the pasuk gives no allusion as to the neshama's being created. It's just described as being blown into man. V'rabotenu zal amru, and our sages of may they be blessed, may their memory be blessed. They said v'ruach elokim merachefet, when the pasuk says the godly spirit was hovering over the water, Zeruchu shel Mashiach. What's that godly spirit? What is that Ruach Elokim? That is the spirit of Mashiach. Ramzu l'nshama ha-chaviva. They alluded to that soul which is the most precious. That's the Ruach of Mashiach. Ve'iman ibru kulam. And when the Torah tells us that neshama was created, together with that neshama, all other neshamas were created. V'chen amru rabotenu zal, and so too our sages taught us. Chazal described that there are seven layers to the heaven. And the Gemara tells us that every heaven has its own name. There's one of the heavens is called Aravot. So that heaven, that layer of heaven, the Gemara says, Shabot Tzedek u'mishpat. In that place in the heavens, there is righteousness, there is justice. Ginzei Chayim, the storage houses of life. The Ginzei Shalom, the storage houses of peace. V'nshamot shel tzadikim, and the neshamot of the righteous. V'nshamot atidot liborot, and the neshamas that still have to be created. What does it mean, still have to be created? If they haven't been created, how are they there? So when the Gemara tells us the neshamas that still have to be created are in that heaven, kilomar, it's as if the Gemara meant to say, hatidot lavo baguf, those neshamas that still have to go into a human body, but they've been created, they're there. What? Oh, right. So even though the Gemara uses the term that still have to be created, what the Gemara means is they still have to enter a human body to be born into this world. And so too, Rabbi Yehuda Levi said in one of his songs, "Tiken neshamot im ha'or harishon tchilat devar Hashem." Hashem prepared the neshamos together with that first light. That was God's first commandment. The first thing God did in creation was prepare the neshama, the human life. Even though we say the human being was created last, but the human life was created first. The neshama was created first. V'da'at ha'goyim shomrim shi nivret kmo b'riyat ha'guf, and the opinion of the goyim that they say that just like the body was created, it's something physical, so too there's some physical mechanism that keeps us living. Eino nachon klal, that is completely incorrect. Mipnei she'en ha'kadosh baruch hu borei achshav tamid yesh me'ayin. What God doesn't keep creating new things right now. God created the world, and God is not recreating new things. But rather, God makes one thing evolve into something else. God keeps certain things extant. Certain things decompose. The things that don't decompose, says the Ramban, so then they're always around. Kigon ha-malachim, ha-shamayim va-yesodot, the angels, the heavens, the fundamental, the base elements, kulam nivrou me'az, they were all created back when God created the world, kaimim ve'omdim hem, they're still extant, they're still standing the way God created them at the time of creation. Hadavar muskam u'barur, that's agreed upon, that's clear. V'chen amal David, and so to David amal said, hallelu t'Hashem min ha-shamayim, praise Hashem from the heavens. Hallelu, b'amumim, praise Him in the elevations. V'amru b'malachav v'tzva'av, and David HaMelech said, let the angels praise Hashem, let His armies praise Him. Hashemesh v'ayarach, koch v'yor, u'shmei ha-shamayim, v'amayim shomal ha-shamayim. The sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, and the water that's above the heavens. Ki'u tziva v'nivra'u, God commanded, and all these different things came to be, to exist. V'yamidem nad l'olam, and God gave them permanent existence forever. So you see that David HaMelech describes that certain things were created and they remain existent. Ve'amar and David HaMelech said, Hallelu t'Hashem min ha'aretz ki nisgav shemo levado v'avu sheyesh behem havaya ve'ev. Said, and then David HaMelech says, now let's praise God from earth, because God's name alone is above all else, because other things ultimately decompose. We have two types of creations. We have the creations that are up above in heaven. Those are remain existent. We have the creations that are down below on earth. Those decompose. Yeah? The first things David HaMelech mentioned, the sun, the moon, the stars, they're extant. They don't decompose. And therefore, they don't have to be consistently maintained. They're just God created them, and they stay as is. Umikol makom, nonetheless, ein inyan la'ad l'olam. When David HaMelech says God set them to be forever, that doesn't mean moral kiyum ha'olam la'adei ad. Kmo shechata shava rav b'sefer moral nevuchim. That doesn't mean that God is saying the world is going to last forever. Ela inyano, but rather when David HaMelech said that the sun and the moon, they're there forever, what he meant to say is shenatan b'kuach ha-kiyum, God gave them the strength to remain around. Ve'midan b'inyan sheichyu le'elef do, God set up the stars so that they'll be around for thousands of generations. Im lo yimitem boram, if God doesn't put them out. But God isn't promising they'll be here forever. Meaning if the sun one day turns off, says the Ramban, that shouldn't bother us. The Rambam understood the pasuk that David HaMelech was saying God gave us these stars forever. The Rambam says all it means is God gave them the potency, God gave them the strength, the potential to last for a long time, 1,000 generations. But did David HaMelech really mean the sun and the moon are going to be around forever? Not necessarily. And that's what David HaMelech continues in the verse. God made it a rule, it's not going to pass. Ki natan b'mchok liyotam tamid b'fulatam. God made a rule that they always function. Every morning the sun rises. Every morning the sun sets. V'lo yavor achoku shenatan lehem, and that's not passing that rule that God made for them. Lavo mitzura letzura, that the sun isn't going to suddenly go off into outer space and it won't rise for us in the morning. Biotam kmo atachtonim, they're not like things down here on earth. Here on earth you see a tree, it's growing. For 10 years it could give you shade, and then suddenly it could rot. A tree goes through process. You have the sun, you have the summer, it gives you fruit, and then you have the winter, the fruit comes down, the leaves come down, yeah, parts of it decompose, parts of it wither. Things on planet Earth, a human being, sometimes he grows a beard, sometimes he shaves a beard, his nails, his hair, he grows, he himself physically grows, then he becomes old, he becomes weaker, finally he dies, he decomposes. Everything on planet Earth was created in a fashion that ultimately decomposes. The the higher beings, the sun, the moon, the stars, then the Ramban says God created, if you're talking about the stars that serve us, to have a constant function to serve us. They're not going to suddenly change. It's not like a tree that can give fruit on certain days and then it could wither on other days. The sun is there to give us light and to give us what the sun gives us. It's not changing. God isn't making the sun suddenly decompose and become something else. And so too, and David HaMelech said, God gave God gave the earth its foundations. It's never going to fall off those foundations. That's what the explanation is as follows. Sheim yusedet yafe shelo timot mechamat yishun. That the foundation of the earth is set up nicely. It's not going to grow old one day and fall off its axis. Like other things that grow old, until planet Earth will be destroyed by God. Meaning, when David HaMelech said planet Earth has good foundations and it will always remain, he didn't mean there's permanence, it's going to be forever, like the Rambam says. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim understood these psukim that the world is going to be around forever. Never going to change. The sun is going to be the way it is, the moon is going to be the way it is, the stars are going to be the way they are. The Ramban says, no, that's not shot in the pasuk. Hashem is saying, compared to planet Earth, where in your own lifetime you could see the half-life, you could see things decomposing, the upper beings, they have permanence, they're not changing. The same sun that you see today was doing the same function 1,000 years ago. But what about 1,000 years from now? Will God eventually turn off the sun, turn off the moon, destroy planet Earth? Quite possibly. All God is saying that I didn't create them with the nature that they change. They're there to do one thing, and eventually it could be God will want them to conclude doing that thing. But
you said that the laws and covenant will be changed, only my laws will not.
Right? Yes. Right? The question is, how do we understand those psukim? So the Rambam quotes this from David HaMelech and says, you see, David HaMelech told us it's never changing. The world will be a constant. The Ramban says, who says? David HaMelech was saying, in general, this is the function God created, and they're not like the things you see on planet Earth that change within your lifetime, but eventually God may choose to turn off the sun, and God may choose to destroy planet Earth. On its own, planet Earth is not going to just fall off its axis. Then Zayit Motet, if God chooses to destroy planet Earth, that doesn't mean it fell off its foundation. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Planet Earth has good foundations, it's going to stick to its course. In all these verses and the similar verses, this is how we are to understand it, because this is a true explanation. This is the tradition our rabbis had. Like our rabbi said, Im tomar otan, אלף שנים שעתיד הקדוש הוא להחזיר עולמו לתוהו ובוהו. Chazal say, after 1,000 years, God will bring the world back to destruction. ואין דעת הרב ז"ל כן. And the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim doesn't agree with this opinion. מכל מקום למדנו, nonetheless what we learn is, כבריאת התחתונים מושל בהם ההפסד. That this concept that down below everything decomposes, that's a concept in everything here on planet Earth. שהחומר קיים בצורה מתחלפת, that God makes it that the matter remains. It just changes its form. So it decomposes. It goes from being a tree to a rotted tree. הם נולדים ועובים תמיד. And God created cycles, the ecosystem in the world, that things can decompose and other things are created. ואותם שאין בהם גוף. But the things that do not have corporal body, they have no physical attributes, כמו המלאכים, like the angels, כולם נבראים מאז וקיימים. They were all created and are continually extant, ואינם נבראים בכל יום, and God doesn't create them every day. ואף הנשמות, and the neshamos as well, מאז נבראו. The neshama, the life that's within us, is something that was created way back in the time of creation. So the neshama is something spiritual. The neshama doesn't die. Just like the angels, they're not governed by the laws of planet Earth. They're not governed by the physical laws. They don't decompose. They don't have shape. They're spiritual concepts, or they're spiritual beings. So too, the neshama is something spiritual, so it doesn't decompose. And it's not a new creation either, says the Ramban. That's what Chazal keep telling us. God has that storage house of neshamos. God finished creation with creation. Now God says, I have all the neshamos created. Everything's ready. The neshama can be down in a body or go back up to heaven. The neshama is a constant in the world, but it's not a new creation. All the neshamas were created at creation. And that's the explanation when we say, the pasuk says, God concluded the creation of the heaven and the earth and all their armies. When it says all their armies, what it means is the heaven and all of its armies, והארץ לכל צבאיה, and the earth and all of its armies, כולם קלו בששת ימים. All of them, the creation of their armies and the creation of them themselves, the heaven and the earth, was concluded in 6 days. כי הקיימים הנה הם בעלי הפסד, יש להם תולדות בקיום המין, ואין דבר נברא מאין מתה היא והלאה. Because the things that are existent down here, they are the things that they decompose. So you have a regeneration. You have one generation dies, the other generation is born. So you have the continuation of the human species. But to start a new creation, that from the point of creation onward, after the 6 days, God doesn't create new things. So it's not like there's a new creation. The Ramban seems to say earlier, he says that the Goyim think that the neshama was created like the creation of the body, and that's not so, because Hashem doesn't create something new yesh me'ayin here. He only lets things create other things. So I think what he means to say is that they claim that every human being that's born is a new creation. I think that's what he meant to say in that line, but I wasn't sure. He's saying what we could know he's saying is the correct understanding. I'm not sure what he's saying the Goyim understood. But what he's saying is the correct understanding is that the spiritual things have permanence, and from the 6 days of creation onward, God doesn't create new things. So all the neshamas that were predestined to be created were already created then. And it's just a question of when do they come down here. And that's why he makes that point of saying that when it says in that heaven of Aravot are all the neshamot that are still going to be created, doesn't mean created literally, because God isn't creating anymore. The world exists. Now God says, let the world run. God isn't creating new things today. From 6 days onward, God says, now let it run. So God will put a neshama in this baby, in that baby, in the other baby, but no new creations.